today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum. How are you doing? Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today we're going to speak about water in Islamic culture, so be with us. Today is Wednesday, 19th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 30 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
Have those who disbelieved not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joined entity? And we separated them and made from water every living thing, then will they not believe?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
An Islamic tradition indicates that once a person asked Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, about the taste of water. The Imam at first said, ask with the aim that you learn something, not with the purpose of seeking pretext. Then he added, the taste of water is the taste of life. Allah, be He glorified, has said, and we made from water every living thing. In the summer in particular, when a person tolerating continued thirst reaches some wholesome water in that hot weather, after drinking the first gulps of it, it feels that the spirit of life is blown into his body. The Imam, in fact, intends to clarify the relation and dependence of life and water by this beautiful expression. And water in Islamic culture. Water is crucial for existence and survival of all forms of life and plants. All sacred texts emphasize the importance of water. All holy texts that form the basis of Islamic religion also stress a centrality of water to life, agriculture, livestock breeding, and climate and environment. The Quran describes the life-giving properties of water by referring to the clouds that bring rains, irrigate lands, bring back the barren farm to life, and thereby promote human civilization. Water is described to be greatest bounty from Allah, and there are hints that its withdrawal could be a curse that can destroy life. The Quranic verse explained the regenerative process linked to water in such terms that what is known as water cycle in modern science gets etched to relief.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the water and its importance and the crisis of the water. But we want to touch this topic, the importance of water, from an Islamic point of view. It can be inferred that it is a universal duty for all to make efforts towards the proper and optimal consumption of economic goods. And each of us has a duty to act within acceptable economic frameworks and avoid excess and waste and consuming economic goods. So let's make a brief conclusion. So what is our duty? Ways to control the water crisis. How can we control this crisis and prevent this issue to be a crucial crisis? The first is global climate change. Second is the implementation of educational plans regarding the importance and value of the environment and public awareness about the high value of this peerless blessing. The third is controlling water pollution through building dams and preventing pollution of surface and underground waters. Fourth, preventing the burial of waste and chemicals in places where they may likely enter seas, springs, and wells through precipitation. So, dear brothers and sisters, there is a duty on us. This is from the Islamic perspective that we have one duty, and second, what is on us.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Now we look at the rewards of giving water in Islam. Give how much you can. Allah will reward you. Not all of us are able to build wells for entire communities, but don't worry. That doesn't mean you have to miss out on the rewards. Reward is based on the sincerity of our intention, and even giving a single glass of water carries immense rewards if it's all you can give. Even if what remains in your bucket doesn't seem like a lot, by donating to water funds, their money can go towards building wells or other water projects, ultimately benefiting thousands of people. Every donation matters because it all adds up. Drink water according to Islamic Sunnah. While drinking water, do not blow or exhale your breath into the glass. This is an important etiquette of drinking water. Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates the Prophet of Allah said, "Do not blow from your mouth into food and water." Science shows that exhaling carbon dioxide into a glass of water causes it to react and form carbonic acid that can disturb our internal environment, causing a pH change. This, in worse condition, can lead to acidosis, a connection where the blood has too much acid, or a very low base and often causes decreased blood pH.
That the source of all life is this water. Every living organism has water in it. The food that you eat, there's water in it. The air that you breathe, there's water vapor in it. You're surrounded by this miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, water is so indicative of life, such that scientists in NASA, when they're trying to look for life in other planets, what's the first thing they search for? Water. If there's water in some other planet, then we can find life. But if there's no water, don't even bother. There is no life there. That's how synonymous water and life are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran that I've created from water every living thing. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, when we examine the properties of water, you know, water, when you compare it to other elements and liquids and substances, water behaves very abnormally. But it is due to the anomalies found in water that life was able to exist in this world, on this planet, and is able to continue. By examining these properties, the one who has the intellect will think, is this a bunch of coincidences here? Or we have an intelligent designer who deliberately gave water these properties that give you life, that preserve your life. Just simply examine the amazing properties of water and you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the properties of water. And many of them, as I said, they are anomalies. They're abnormal, and scientists can't even explain why water behaves that way. I would like to share with you some of these properties for us to see the grandness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One amazing property found in water that you will not find in any other substance, in any other element, is that water, when it freezes, when it cools down, right? Every other substance, the colder it gets, what happens to it? The denser it becomes. The more compact it becomes, except water. When it freezes, what happens to it? It expands. Water expands by 9% when it freezes. And that's why you see ice floating on water, right? These huge icebergs. How is it that they can float on water when they're so heavy? Because their density is less than water. That's why. And the law of buoyancy allows them to beautifully float on water. Now, how did this property of water, which is abnormal, it's an anomaly, no other substance has this property, how did this preserve life, my dear brothers and sisters? Well, when scientists examine the history of this planet and they look at those previous ice ages, it is this property that protected life on planet Earth. Because when that cold weather would set in, what happens to the surface of lakes and oceans? It freezes. But because ice is able to float on water, only the above surface would freeze. And the water underneath all that ice is kept insulated from the extreme cold. And that's how those living organisms were able to survive.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi,
علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي